I think we have sort of a solidification of our understanding of the adjuvant setting. Probably two of the more important studies that were presented were an update of the CLGB study, an elderly analysis of BR10. In addition, there was an analysis of all of the recent platinum-containing adjuvant trials, both positive and negative. The biggest disappointment was the CLGB trial.
Can you kind of go back through what the design of the study was and sort of the history, what's happened with it?
Well, it was a unique trial. It was the only trial to evaluate paclitaxel and carboplatin combination in the adjuvant setting. It also was the only trial to focus specifically on stage 1B.
Why did they do that, incidentally?
Not completely clear. I think the feeling was CLGB, at the time it initiated the trial, had a competing trial for 3A. I'm not sure what they had for stage 2, but they certainly had a competing trial for 3A. Where they were giving adjuvant chemotherapy to everybody and then randomizing patients to either radiation or observation. Unfortunately, that trial was halted because of poor accrual. It had maybe 60 or 70 patients. I understand it's going to be reported soon, but I don't know the results. It's a very important trial. That's an unanswered question. We still don't know in the resected setting whether radiation does in fact have a role in Hyler N1 and, for that matter, resected R0, 3A, N2 disease. The port analysis would suggest there's a detrimental effect, but there was an interesting retrospective sub-analysis presented last year at the World Lung Meeting in Barcelona that looked at the ANITA trial. And again, this is a modern third-generation chemotherapy trial of an oral beam cisplatin, all comers, stage 1, 2, and 3A. And in the 3A group, those who got chemo as well as radiation seemed to do better than those who got chemotherapy alone. So hypothesis generating, certainly rather small numbers, but would suggest perhaps that the port analysis, which included data from the 60s and 70s and 80s, is really archaic and that we have to reassess this whole issue. It's a controversial question, and there are no recent studies and, frankly, no ongoing studies that will settle the issue. But going back to the CLGB trial, this was an adjuvant trial, stage 1B only, so very tightly defined group, looking specifically at patients without nodal involvement, but tumors that were at least 3 centimeters or had invasion of the mainstem bronchus or the visceral pleura. Took 7 years to accrue fewer than 400 patients. And I think that really says something about the American population, certainly about American clinicians and patients. It is very tough to do an observation or best supportive care control trial. It's just the American mindset does not grapple with that concept easily. But nevertheless, the initial report 2 years ago suggested, actually, this flat out showed a statistically significant improvement. The p-value was in the order of 0.028. There was about a 12% improvement in 4-year survival, 59% for the control arm, 71% for the intervention arm. And treatment delivery was fairly good. The majority of patients were actually able to get all 4 cycles in at or near full dose. And this year, there was an update. It was tremendously disappointing. The p-value had risen to 0.1. The 5-year survival difference was on the order of 2 to 3%.